This Memorial Day weekend, I'm skipping Phony sales and shopping at Bob's Discount Furniture, where I don't have to worry about missing out on great savings. Because no matter what, when I shop, Bob's has trending styles at everyday low prices, ready to ship fast, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional with over 1,700 five-star reviews. So make the most of your summer and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520, blanketing the East Coast. Back by popular demand, we have Peter Sauer with us. He's the president and chief executive officer of Calspan Holdings. And Peter Sauer is a powerful business driver whose entrepreneurial instincts and clarity of vision have carried multiple companies through rapid change and continuous growth. Serving in a multifaceted role at Calspan, his presence has led to significant contributions and advancements across all company business divisions, as well as within the administrative support groups. He's a young man, a bright man, a gifted man, and Calspan, in spite of this pandemic, is doing very well. They have great leadership also with Lou Knotts and John Yurchik, the chairman of the board, and those are the owners, and he's doing very well. So let's first talk about how your company's values changed. And I have a sheet on Calspan values, and in fact, I'm taking a graduate course in ethics at Damon College, and we talk about values in this graduate course. So it's very, very important, especially with the nonsense that takes place in Washington and Albany on a daily basis, where I think there's an absence of values in those cities. But let's talk about Calspan values. Peter Sauer.
Well, good morning, Brian, and I appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. I am a huge proponent of Calspan values and am sometimes accused of talking about them even a little too much, but there's good reason for that. Calspan, is a highly technical organization. It's been around for 75 years. In fact, we're celebrating this year, rooted in back to the Curtis Wright days, when the Curtis Wright factory was across the street from the where the Calspan is currently located in the site of the current Buffalo Airport. Calspan, for many decades, operated as a research and development company, both in the aerospace and transportation sectors, and was a very significant cost-plus contractor due to the research and development nature of what it did. And so Calspan developed many, many different technologies over time. It started with a transonic wind tunnel. We've tested most of all the major aircraft programs that have come through the U.S. military have gone through the Calspan wind tunnel as part of their development. We've developed things like the seatbelt and the crash test dummy in our transportation groups. And, you know, we could spend more than the time we have today talking about all the technical exploits at Calspan. In fact, Lou Knotts, our distinguished owner, just completed a book, a beautiful cocktail table style book that chronicles all the various, well, I shouldn't say all, but an excerpts of the technical achievements of Calspan, and just great photographs and something that, and I'd love to get you a copy, Brian, to take a look at. You'd appreciate it very much.
Well, we should have another show with Lou and John to follow up. I did not know about that book, but
yeah, it's hot off the press. Lou authored it. It's a fantastic piece and something that would be worth talking about down the road.
Yeah, well, if you have a copy, give it to John, because I should be seeing him next weekend. I'd like to see that. That would be worthy of a follow-up show. Is that going to be available to the public?
At some point, yeah, we're anticipating it being available. You know, we're still working through the mechanics. I mean, we didn't actually publish the book. It was a work of love by Lou, and you know, we certainly are, sharing it with our employees and with our, you know, our business partners. But as it's taken on a life of its own, there's been a lot of interest from people in the community. A lot of people in the community in Western New York have family and friends over the many years that are somehow affiliated with Calspan, and it's great to hear the various stories that come out of the woodwork when you say you work at Calspan. There's always a response of some kind, and it's just a great organization to be part of and part of the Western New York community.
Wonderful. Yeah, I think they should make it available on Amazon. There are probably 10,000 former employees in Western New York who'd like to go and get it. You have an interesting line in the information you sent me, and it's like Peter Hunt on his radio show talks about knocking your socks off. Well, your line is secret sauce for all of our success. When I think of sauce, I think of Chef's Restaurant. But you're talking about a different kind of sauce.
That is a different kind of secret sauce.
And I thought it was a clever, cute line. Let's talk about that for a few minutes. For Calspan, Calspan Holdings, what is the secret sauce for the success of Calspan, Peter Sauer?
Well, you referenced our Calspan values, and you know, Calspan, as I was starting to say, is, you know, has been for decades well established and known for its technical prowess. But truth be told, because of its many decades of cost plus contracting, it really wasn't a well-run business per se. And so as time evolved and demands and government contracting and technologies changed, the world has largely moved away from cost plus contracting, or at least the world that Calspan plays in. And so as Calspan, you know, transitioned in the late 90s and early 2000s into a, you know, more commercial business, the company really struggled because it wasn't well equipped to be a well-run commercial business. And so, you know, when I arrived at the company, there were a lot of challenges, a lot of financial issues. And at that time, we recognized I was tasked by Lou Knotts, who made a very profound comment that I latched onto and have repeated many more times than he ever intended, and that was that we wanted Calspan to be equally recognized for its business performance and its business practices as it was its technical prowess. And that is an awful tall order, given Calspan's technical prowess, but we took that seriously, and we recognized that in order to do that, we had a very, very significant amount of cultural change that was going to be required in the organization. And so, given the fact that we have a highly technical engineering type personality profile in most of our employees, we immediately went out and hired a chief human resource officer, a woman by the name of Ruth Ann Armstrong, who came in and really helped us diagnose what needed to be done. And we set out and first spent a lot of time and energy, many, many months, at defining our Calspan values. And our core tenets and our values are inclusiveness, accountability, and innovation. And we spelled out under each of those broad categories very specific behaviors that are expectations for employees that work at Calspan. And we very carefully carved out those behaviors because we wanted those behaviors to apply to the CEO and apply to the janitor and everybody in between. And so this was very important because a lot of times, you know, our technical workforce, it was only focused on technical prowess, and that they had, but their business practices and sometimes their other behaviors were not really what was desired. And so we started by communicating these values extensively throughout the organization, which is a critical part of any major change or cultural initiative, is just communication. And so we started talking about these values all the time. And like happened in a lot of organizations, when those first conversations happen, you sort of get some eye rolls from the engineers and, you know, not really knowing what that's all about. But then we started the hard work, and the hard work was incorporating this into, first and foremost, was incorporating these behaviors into our performance reviews. So we had a lot of, you know, the joke at Calspan, unlike a lot of companies, when you say, well, it's not rocket science. Well, at Calspan, a lot of times it actually is rocket science. And we had rocket scientists who were incredibly talented rocket scientists, but they also at times were maybe not the best employees and maybe were, you know, didn't play well with others and all kinds of other potential issues. And so by incorporating these behaviors into the performance reviews, we truly started having the challenging conversations with some of our employees. Employees who perhaps in their entire lives had never gotten anything less than an A-plus on anything they've ever been measured on. And all of a sudden, they started getting measured on their behaviors, in addition to their A-plus rocket scientist work. And, you know, it was quite impactful for folks to start getting C and D grades sometimes in their personal behaviors. We then doubled down on that dynamic, and the following year, we weighted the values portion of our performance appraisals at 50%. So not only did we include the evaluation, but now we were weighting it equally with, you know, the job performance. And so we summarized that sort of categorization as measuring not just the what you do, which are the, you know, the technical components of your job description, but we're also measuring the how you do it. And that's the behaviors of how you go about your business here at Calspan. And so these were sound like very simple concepts, but when there's decades of deep-rooted culture, having conversations like this that have never been had before are quite impactful and volatile at times. So as the journey continued, you know, the following year, we then incorporated a pay-for-performance model. No longer would there be, you know, socialistic type generic pay increase percentages for everybody in the company. We started to take the scores, which now included the behaviors, and started to reward high performers at the expense of low performers. And so this was, again, a very, very profound cultural change for the organization, wrought with volatility, but one that we were committed to and one that we worked through. And so by doing this over a number of years and then subsequently incorporating this into what we refer to as our B Calspan employee engagement model, and it just becomes every day, you know, this is normal course for us now. We, you know, we have really changed the culture into a very hard charging, disciplined culture that still, you know, performs at a very high level technically, but now is performing at a very high level from a business perspective. And the reason those two things are linked to the values is that our values are not just Pollyanna, be nice to each other values. There's some things like that in there. But, you know, one of our core values is accountability. And so we talk about demonstrating a rigorous work ethic that achieves measured results. So by putting measured results in there, it creates an accountability on actually performing and actually delivering the business results, not just working hard and delivering a good technical product. It's got to be on time and on budget. And these were things that in the past were discounted compared to, hey, this is a really good technical project. So this, back to your sort of, this is a long, very long-winded answer to your question.
About your sauce.
When you start talking about the secret sauce, it's our values are really what we consider our secret sauce. We've got a broad variety of technical services that we provide to our customers across the aerospace and transportation sectors, and all the business needs within those various services we provide are very, very disparate. And so we've got to be nimble and we've got to adjust. But across all those businesses, the thing that is the same is are these values and the approach to doing business that we do here at Calspan. And so we found that you know, that sort of glue that holds the organization together and sort of links us together is consistent across a lot of disparate businesses.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a great success story. We're very proud that you're in Western New York with Kelspan Holdings. I like what you're talking about, being inclusive. So many organizations are exclusive and they freeze. As you said, you pride the janitor all the way up to the chairman of the board. And sometimes the little guy or woman has ideas that can be more successful than the big guys. I remember a college president used to tell me that you need that janitor, that secretary every day. You can do without the chairman of the board or the president for a month or two, but you need the little guy to make it work every day. So it's very good that you're so inclusive, a model company in West New York, poised for growth. Kelspan Holdings.
Just to spell that out, like under our, to sort of connect the dots on what I was explaining before, right? Under inclusiveness, we've got a behavior that we say we value individuals for their diverse backgrounds, styles, and ideas, and view different opinions as opportunities to improve Kelspan. So every single employee has an annual performance review where they are rated on that behavior. So we expect behavior in alignment with that. With every single employee. And again, we've got, 15 or 20 of these behaviors that are valued in that are measured in that way. But, just the fact that it forces every supervisor to have that conversation with every single employee at least once a year, if not more, hopefully. But you start doing that over an extended period of time and, it starts to make a difference. And that's, again, a good example of why we believe our values is the secret sauce to the success that we've had here at Kelspan.
That's wonderful. Coming up, we have planned on future programs Eric Reichert, who is International Vice President of Ford and Chrysler, Congressman Chris Jacobs. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding previous guests, Richard Earle, the grandson of the famous auto designer Harley Earl with General Motors, and Al Zuccaro with the World Trade Center. Again, we salute the great work of John Yurchik and Lou Knotts with Kelspan growing this company. And I'm very proud that my son years ago was an intern there, and now he's one of the top salespeople in the United States for ADP. So he got good training there. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, or Montreal, or Washington, D.C., to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, care of the Rusk Report, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And ESPN 1520 is streaming. You can listen live by going to our website, ESPN1520.com, and clicking on the radio.com or listen tab. And Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. They have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. A little bit more information about Peter Sauer, President and Chief Executive Officer of Kelspan Holdings. His inspirational style and dynamic leadership approach guided the organization through both a company turnaround and an organizational and cultural renaissance. With these changes complete, Peter Sauer spearheaded multiple successful acquisitions that added synergistic capabilities to Kelspan's impressive aerospace and transportation portfolio of services. Peter Sauer's vision and ability to execute have successfully facilitated Kelspan's expansion and positioned the organization for future growth. Now, this year is a big year for Kelspan, even though you're half its age. We're talking about 75 years with Kelspan. So, what's big this year for Kelspan in its 75th anniversary year? Peter Sauer.
Well, Brian, I think I'd be remiss. You mentioned Lou Knotts and John Yurchik, but I'd be remiss if not when we talk about CalSpan in 75 years, that CalSpan is here for 75 years for a lot of different reasons, but certainly, you know, the last 15 years or so under the guidance and leadership of Lou Knotts and John Yurchuk, who, you know, really saved CalSpan. If not for those gentlemen, I do not believe CalSpan would be here in Western New York. And so they have, you know, really empowered the management team here to make the very challenging changes that we talked about earlier and get us where we are. And we're very fortunate in Western New York to have owners who are not traditional investors in companies. You know, Lou Knotts has worked at CalSpan, you know, for nearly 40 years. And both Lou and John are very committed to the Western New York area. And that is, it's been just a pleasure to work for them as a sixth generation Buffalonian myself and you know, just a lover of Western New York and the people of Western New York. It's been such a blessing to work for owners that feel the same way. And so lots of the decisions that have been made at CalSpan over my tenure here the last 12 years have not been made in a traditional investor sense. It's not just about what's the best return on investment on the dollars that we invest. And Lou and John have consistently taken the success that we've had and reinvested it in CalSpan time and time again. And so it's been an incredible journey as we stabilize the company and now have, you know, just continued to grow it. In 2021, you know, we are in the process of building a new sled test facility. Our sled test facility is currently testing infant child seats. So these are simulated crashes using a high G sled that, you know, fires the sled in a manner that simulates an auto crash with car seats strapped in with, you know, little child test dummies. This is part of the work we do for the National Highway Safety Administration and the OEMs who seek certification to sell their car seats in the United States and Canada. So that business has the machinery that we have is, you know, quite aged. And so we are in the process of doing a significant upgrade that will expand not only to infant child seats, but also what's referred to as body in white testing, which is simulating crashes on the cabins of vehicles, not full-scale crash testing, which CalSpan also does. This is, you know, putting the various, you know, a replica of the cabins of the various vehicles and simulating crashes to test some of the componentry inside the vehicles without having to do a full-scale crash test. So the new facility is going to enable us to, you know, expand our horizons and you know, again, it's just another example of, you know, a reinvestment that is going to, you know, add some additional jobs here in Western New York and strengthen CalSpan's prowess in the industry.
Excellent. A little bit more information as we have 5 minutes left on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Shortly after his arrival to CalSpan Corporation as CFO in 2009, Peter Sauer initiated aggressive but necessary fiscal reengineering, which included wholesale process change and the development of a strategic focus in concert with ownership's desire for stabilization and subsequent growth. Again, if you have any thoughts or comments, if you're listening in Amherst, New York, Toronto, or Manhattan, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Let's talk a little bit more about the serious transformation of CalSpan 10 years ago when it sought to be recognized for its business practices and business performance as it was for its technical prowess. If you can go into that a little bit more. Peter Sauer.
Sure. Well, when I spoke earlier about some of the cultural dynamics and the, you know, the internal employee dynamics, but some of those other behaviors that we call out is striving for excellence in both business and technical execution, regardless of our roles or positions in the organization. And so in addition to the behaviors internally, we also challenged ourselves to, you know, to really seek best business practices. You know, under our value of innovation, we ask how this can be done better. This has, you know, become a way of life for us. And so these are things that just traditionally were not emphasized. And again, anytime you're going through changes, it's a challenging and big effort within any organization. And we were essentially reevaluating everything we did, and either validating that what we were doing is appropriate, or more often than not, the process of revalidating yielded awareness that there's a better way to do things. And so we became better and better at quickly shifting gears. If a better idea came along, we adopted it. We didn't resist. We didn't, you know, we didn't sort of get territorial about the decisions we previously made. We admitted mistakes. We questioned our own assumptions. We did a lot of things that sound like simple concepts, but in real life, in an organization with folks that have worked in an organization in some cases for many decades, you know, these are challenging things to do. So we were very fortunate. I summarized Calspan back in those days as being an organization that was struggled greatly with conflict. There was conflict. There was bad conflict management with customers. We had customers that in some cases hadn't had a price increase for 10 years because our technical business leaders weren't comfortable having those conversations with our customers. And so when we started having those customers, or I'm sorry, those conversations with our customers, certainly there's never a customer that's happy about a price increase. But once those price increases were put in place, after the dust settled, the customers would say, yeah, we were so surprised you never gave us a price increase for all those years. So that was one area of mismanaging conflict. We also mismanaged conflict with our vendors. We had a lot of long-term vendors, just like we had a lot of long-term employees. We had some very long-term and trusted, I put in quotes, trusted vendor relationships that, you know, were in some cases decades long and not revetted for decades. So guess what happened when we started revetting vendor relationships and re-quoting things that hadn't been quoted for a decade? You find out that you're paying, in some cases, double and triple market rate. So that was another area of conflict that we mismanaged. But perhaps the biggest mismanagement that we did was with our own employees. We really didn't hold our employees accountable for their behaviors. And we had a lot of employees, while they were very strong and technical and cared about the company, pretty much did what they want. They came and went when they want. Their performance, you know, versus budget for the tasks they needed to perform were, you know, not held at a high performance level, and that was perfectly acceptable. Everybody got a socialistic wage increase, and everybody just kept going about their business. In the meantime, you keep doing that over a period of time, the performance of the company starts to get hurt. And so, you know, we started managing conflict effectively in all those categories.
I'm sorry, I have to bring the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520 to close. We've learned a great deal from a very gifted, smart, inclusive president of Calspan, Peter Sauer, who works very hard with John Yurchik and Lou Knotts to grow this local company in Western New York, Calspan. Thank you for enlightening us, Peter Sauer, and thank you to Kevin Carr, Director of Production, for the past 15 years. Have a great week.
You've been listening to The Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at the Western New York community with news, features, and special guests. If you have any comments or suggestions, please write to Brian Rusk, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Amherst, New York, 14226.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nobody brags about their car's resale value at a dinner party. Nobody posts about it on social media. It's not the reason you fall in love with a vehicle. But 5 years in, it's one of the clearest signs that you made the right decision. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For six consecutive years, Toyota has been named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book. And many Toyota models, like the Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner, are best in their class according to KBB. Because Toyota doesn't just build vehicles for the moment, they build for the miles ahead, which is something every Toyota owner can appreciate. So stop by your local Toyota dealer and enjoy the affordability of a great deal today, plus the value that lasts long after your purchase. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.